The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hot Show Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. You know, I was thinking about how chicks always say how they...
The darndest things. It's my new show, starring Bill Cosby.
I don't think anyone wants to hear from Bill Cosby anymore.
Or chicks, you're right.
Yeah, it's a bad combo. I'd like to see chicks eating pudding pops, though.
I thought you were going to say something else. You put a lot of emphasis on the poo.
Poo. Poo. Where do you think I was going with poo?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Downtown.
Pussy?
Yeah, I thought you were going
to
say.
Like some kind of lesbian show with
you know,
Bill
I'd like
Cosby?
To see, though, girls eating pussy.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And what were you saying?
I don't think Bill Cosby would be involved, though.
What were you saying before?
Oh, okay. Yeah. But how they're always saying how they want a...
Wait, who?
Girls. Oh. Chicks.
All right.
Yeah. They're always saying how they want a nice guy. All I want is to be with a nice guy. But on the other hand, they use that term for guys they don't like. Hey, what'd you think of Steve? He was a really nice guy. So how could you fucking want to be with a nice guy when you use that same term for guys you don't like?
Do girls say they want to be with a nice guy?
Yeah.
I never heard this.
It's true. They say that. And the thing is, girls don't know what they want. They have no idea what they like, what they're attracted to. They can't see.
Why don't you tell them?
Because they don't believe you. They can't see what's
you're
right in front of their face.
You're attracted to
Mark. I'm not a ghost.
Oh. Some ghost told me I liked you, so you want to go out later?
I guess I do.
You want to go out to dinner this weekend?
He convinced me. He was persistent. I'll give him that. No, listen. If every guy in the history of your dating life has been a fucking asshole?
I'm sorry, Mark. That's the kind of guy I like.
Yeah. Crazy. You're attracted to huge assholes. But you ask a girl, you like dating assholes? No, I don't. I don't like dating assholes. No, I'd like to date a nice guy and blah, blah, blah. No. You fucking look at the history. This is what you like. Let's look at your history on your computer. We'll find out what kind of porn you like. And then you can't start denying it. You can't say, no, I don't like midget Asian porn at all. I look in that history.
I'm just curious.
There it is.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Yeah.
Patterns.
It's fucking full of it. Obviously, that's what you like.
Yep.
But you say that to a girl, and they tell you no.
People repeat the same things over and over again.
Like my sentences. I say them over. Also, run-on sentences. I used to get that in school. Run-on sentence. I'm still not sure what
that
means.
Did you get fragments, too?
Yep. Fragments, run-ons, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they weren't very good at teaching grammar in school.
Yeah, obviously.
Their way of teaching was just putting in red ink. That's a run-on. Like, hey. Well, tell me how to fix it, bitch.
Oh, yeah, this is wrong. Speaking of people not being able to speak English, I was at the bank today, and, I mean, this is going to sound racist, but it's not. These two black ladies were behind me in line, and holy shit, I know they were speaking English, but I literally could not understand them at all.
Did you say, pardon me, ma'am, I don't know, I can't eavesdrop on your conversation.
I don't want to eavesdrop, but they're right behind me, and I just...
Is that eavesdropping if they're right behind, people are talking right next to you
no,
in line or something?
No, eavesdropping, it's a conscious effort to listen.
Yeah, but you can
you're
zone them out.
You're trying to listen.
But you can zone them out if they're right next to you, if you wanted to, couldn't you?
Yeah, but you're not trying to listen, though. You're like,
I mean,
oh,
plenty
shit,
of times people
this?
Are talking, and I'm deep in thought, and like, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, but they were just like, yeah, it was like a mumble and a slur and slang all rolled into one, and all I could think about, where do you fucking work? Do you have a job? Because I would not be able to get my ass hired anywhere speaking like that. I go on a job interview, and the person interviewing me couldn't understand me? How do you get hired
Some
anywhere?
Of those low-level, entry-level jobs, though, I think...
I guess they don't really give a fuck.
They just zone out to the interviewers like,
Well, listen.
All right.
Yeah, places like that, they need bodies.
You know, like collections and stuff like that.
Like, yeah, listen, I do not give a fuck. I need a person here. Can you show up on time, mostly? That's all I need.
You'll work here for 3 months. If you suck, we'll fire you and bring in, you know, the next 10 idiots.
Wow, they fire one person and hire 10 more? Like a reverse Hydra.
Yeah. Huh. Speaking of that, it's not speaking. I just like saying speaking of that to change the subject.
You do that a lot, I know.
Speaking of that, here's a totally different subject.
I know. I mentioned something. Yeah, my grandmother had to have her foot amputated. Bad
speaking of that,
diabetes.
Anyway, I was at the mall the other day, and they opened up a new store, probably for the holidays, because the rest of the year they wouldn't get any business.
Yeah.
That exclusively sells olive oil and vinegar.
It sounds like a fucking joke. I go to fucking the supermarket for olive oil and vinegar. I need a specialty store.
The thing is, I put on Twitter, like, that's the dumbest store ever. And then a bunch of girls tweeted back, like, no. I'd love a bottle of olive oil for Christmas.
I'm going to bust one on your fucking head.
Another girl's like, oh, yeah, I guess it's a girl thing, but I love those stores. Like, what's the love about it? They're bottles.
They don't even fucking cook.
Shit.
Chicks don't cook now. What are you doing with that oil? You fucking lubing up?
And vinegar. I don't know. What do you do in vinegar? Salad and French fries. That's all I know about vinegar.
Sounds good.
I guess. But do I really need to pay...
You make cheese.
Do I really need to pay like $20 for a bottle of vinegar?
No.
No, this is very... This is aged vinegar.
I don't understand anything. I'm out of touch with reality, apparently.
I don't like vinegar. I think if you put vinegar on fries, it ruins it.
You know what? I've never had vinegar on fries. I bet it's delicious, though.
No, fries are better with just salt, maybe cheese and bacon. I like that.
Ketchup?
Oh, you know what? Every once in a while I do that.
They're fine by themselves, except for these 8 things I just mentioned.
I'll have them plain. Like, you know I'm a plain type of guy with chips and stuff. I'll have plain potato chips.
All right.
No, wait, I say. French fries.
That too. Okay.
Or chips, they call them in England.
Remember when we had potato chips from an airplane? We were working at the stadium together, and they had these boxes of these blue potato chips because they were serving them on JetBlue Airlines.
Now, does JetBlue... I've never been on a JetBlue flight.
Me either.
Do they... all their stuff blue?
So don't ask me questions.
Like, they give you blue Pepsi and blue chips.
Remember they had blue Pepsi?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They give you that exclusively.
Yeah, but they don't fucking make that anymore.
Blue balls...
Yeah.
Like, they just have a girl shaking in front of you?
No, the stewardess will jerk you off a little bit and make, but you know, stop before you finish.
You know,
I hate that.
See, when I used to get a case of blue balls, which you say doesn't exist.
I still don't.
When I used to get it, it wasn't front. The girl didn't do anything. I was just with the girl all day and I got it. This is before I was having sex.
Oh, yeah. So by that logic, you get a case of blue balls going to school, you know, doing your homework. Anytime you think of a woman.
No, because I was with a girl, like, out with her, so I'm, like, anticipating what I don't know. Nothing, I guess.
Man,
I just remember
pretty,
it happening a few times.
Pretty confident.
It used to happen a few times.
Listen, you take a girl out, I'm fucking her. I mean, pretty good bet, right?
That's how you're... Remember when you ever job interview you went to, you just assumed you got the job?
Yeah.
Quit your other one? Like, I'm quit. Did you get the job?
That. Yep.
Well, they didn't call me yet, but I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, please. A lot of the time I did.
You're buying a uniform.
I went to the uniform store.
After your interview, you went and introduced yourself to all the other workers. Like, I'm Mark. I'll be starting here next week.
You know what? With that kind of confidence, they just might hire you.
So,
can you do that with a girl?
Where's my desk? I want to put some pictures on there now.
Well, what if you did that with a girl? How would you do that? You go up to her friends? Hey, I'm Mark.
I'm Jenny's boyfriend.
I'll be fucking Jenny later.
Well, you can be like, hey, I'm Jenny's boyfriend. Really? Yeah, Jenny didn't say... Yeah, I just met her, but we're going out now.
Well, I haven't asked her out yet, but I'm anticipating she'll say yes.
But I have a 3-week plan. Right now, I'm doing the staring at portion of my plan.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stare at her for 3 weeks. That's pretty much my entire plan. After that, well, it's pretty much run its course. We both go about our business, and, you know, I'll find a new girl to stare at.
Like, we'd say this much to somebody else.
I know.
I avoid my across street neighbor. Like, I had to get the mail, and he was bringing groceries, and I'm like,
Shit, not going to wait on him.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll get it later, because he'll yell to me, like, hello.
Hello!
I try to avoid any kind, like, I hate stupid, like, conversations. It's awkward. I don't like it. So I'll avoid people. I'll go out different doors and hide.
Make your own door. Climb out a window.
I'll hide and peek through doors. Like, all right. Is he gone? Okay.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Myself, I guess.
Dude, it's crazy.
I whisper to myself.
You should avoid other people.
Well, I mentioned it last week in an episode about how
people are weirded out by us because they're so awkward.
Well, that, and when, you know, I'll see someone, like, I'll be at the mall, and I'll see this guy who, you know, I know him from, you know, years ago, like, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, hey, you know, and I start off good. I get off to a good start, and then after that, it just dies. When they're like, so what are you up to?
That's why you gotta make a quick getaway.
And they're like, oh, what have you been up to? And I'm like, nothing. Because I guess I could be like normal people and just lie and make it seem like everything's going
well,
great.
Well, that's what we talked about last week.
But
yeah,
I don't do
make
that.
Some shit up.
But I don't do that.
No, I say for you, really?
Well, I'm heavily in debt.
No. Short and sweet. Make you have an exit strategy planned. You see somebody, you have your plan.
That's why if it's someone you don't know that's all right. If it's a guy, this definitely I'm going to do the old, hey, what's going on, and then just keep walking. If it's a girl and you're single and you think you might want to sleep with her, all right, maybe you should stop.
I think I might. Do I want to fuck
no,
this
I'm saying,
chick? Man,
if you think you have any,
maybe.
If it's some girl turned you down 30 times before in the past, forget it. Just hey,
well, ask her 30 more. I don't know. Maybe by 50.
I'm saying if you're going to stop, have a reason. If it's a girl, then like, hey, you know, I thought maybe I could get her in the past, and now maybe she's single. I'll talk to her for a minute. But
yeah,
it's all a waste of time.
But like I said, exit strategy. Have it ready. That way, hey, how's it going? Hey, what have you been up to? Oh, not much. Ah, oh, shit, man, I'm in a real hurry, man. But definitely we should catch up.
No, right, the way it usually really goes is you go, hey, what's going on with you? You know, just working, you. Yeah, working. And there's that 10 seconds of, oh, well, all right.
Yeah, I know. Well, 10 seconds is a little long for us staring at each other, but yeah, there is
look
that.
Look at your feet and like, oh, well, it was nice seeing you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there is that lull there. Which is fun.
You know what always always throws me? I'm sure I've said this before on the show, and I'll say it again. I might have said it in the last week. Who knows? But when people say, nice to meet you, I'm always thrown. Not because they already know you? No.
Dad? What do you...
Like, you're introduced to someone, someone's mom or a friend, whatever, and they're like, nice meeting you. I don't know what to say back. Like, do you
hey, oh, wait, I got it. You say, yeah, you too.
But yeah, it doesn't sound that good to me.
What the fuck do you want?
You bet it was. That's what I say. I go, you bet it was.
No shit. Sure was, wasn't it? Yeah. I'm glad for you. I'm jealous of you that you could meet me.
I remember...
I'm stuck. I can't meet me.
I remember I was dating a girl's mom and she said that. It's like, nice to meet you. And I was like, yeah. She didn't like that at all.
Did you say you were dating a girl's mom?
No. Dating a girl and her mom.
Yeah, you were dating a girl and her mom?
You know, Linda. Lanky Linda's mom, you know, or the art teacher. No, she was dating an art teacher.
No, but the way you said it, I'm dating a girl and her mom. Like, you're dating both of them at the same
time. That'd be nice.
That would be. Oh, man, I love that porn.
Yeah, but she did not like that. I said, yeah. That's when she said it was nice meeting you.
Eh, who fucking cares?
Why can't people understand that you're awkward? Why is all of a sudden you're an asshole?
I know. Well, people who aren't awkward don't really understand people who are.
But do we understand people who are awkward?
We understand fucking everything, you asshole. But are you... You know I know everything. You know that?
But,
yeah, that's right.
But do you have empathy for them? Or do you just don't... Or do you get angry? Like, if you meet a shy girl and she's not giving you any...
No, I understand.
Do you understand? Or are you pissed off? Like, what's wrong? Remember that one girl, the snail, that I went out with a few times and she was like...
A literal snail.
Was that what... Oh, no... She was a slug, right?
A snail was a different chick. She had this goo problem.
The slug.
Yeah.
Whatever her nickname was. She was so shy that she would literally say nothing.
Yeah, I remember her. Dude, I was feeling her up and shit, didn't say a word. So I'm pretty sure she was into it.
That's basically the way it was. Like, I never had sex with her because...
No, I know. No, I fucked her.
Like, I'm sure I could have, but she was giving no signs that she was even interested in it. I'm like, you know... I could be raping her. She could be really into this. I don't know.
Listen.
It's hard to say.
Not saying no. I mean,
she was like,
that's a yes.
And I remember she was like 25, but she lived at a home, and everyone just treated her like she was a big baby.
Literally. Like changing her diapers, pacifiers,
I was on the phone
bottles.
With her once. Like, I called her up. Back in the days when I'd actually call people at their house, I hated it, because you'd have to be like, is Angela home?
So hold on, Angela.
So she comes to the phone. I'm like, oh, you want to do something? I'm like, Okay. Like, all right, what time you want to do something? I don't know. I'm like, well, I'll pick you up. I had to, you know, telegraph everything, and she wouldn't have an opinion of her own.
Could it be 8 o'clock?
Okay. So then all of a sudden I hear in the background, tell him you're in your towel and you have to hang up. Like, her father's like telling her what to do. Like, she was in her towel because she just got out of the shower. But he had to tell her what to do.
You know what I'm picturing? She doesn't know how to tie a towel like a woman. She has it around her waist. So her rack's all hanging out. That'd be really
tell
fun.
Him that you just got out of the shower and he can come over at 7:30, okay?
You need to dry up. You're putting water all over the place. What if you were dating a chick and she had...
They probably had her in like a high chair and he was there feeding her. Like,
yeah.
Tell him it's dinner time. It's time for your baby bananas. Those little jars.
That shit's tasty. It is. Desserts.
Not the vegetables.
Regular food. Oh, it's like shit. No wonder why babies don't want to eat it. What if you were dating a chick and she had a weird baby fetish and you needed like to change her and stuff, but she's like really hot?
I'd go for it.
I mean, she was super into it.
Yeah, I'd go for it, I said.
She shits herself and you have to change
her?
No,
nothing.
I said super into it.
Pissing, yes, not shit.
All right. You got to powder her up. Okay. You're a sick fuck.
I think if I was dating a girl and she shit herself, I think that'd be it. Like, even if it was an accident, it would change things.
Wait. Even if it was an accident, there's a chance she would do it on purpose.
Well, I mean, your scenario wasn't...
Listen, I would say date's over.
No, but in your scenario, it wasn't an accident.
She's hating the date so much, she's like, oh, what am I going to fucking do? I can't get away from this guy. Wait, I got it. Uh-oh.
Not an accident. No, I'm saying, like, if I was dating a girl and all of a sudden she had an accident,
I'd be
like...
And in your fucking car?
It'll be in my head forever. I wouldn't be able to get... Like, that's just it. It'd be done.
Yeah.
Sorry, Agnes. Gotta go. So that slug also, finally when I got her to agree to do something, we went to the mall.
Like, fuck?
No, I told you I didn't.
Oh.
So we go to the mall, and we meet her sister who was working at the men's suit store.
Ooh.
Like a men's warehouse or something.
Act.
She goes in there, and she's like, hey, what's going on? This is her talking to her sister. Like, what are you doing out? She's like, this is her younger sister.
You're out of the house?
Who's like 6 years younger than her. She's like, I came to buy a magazine. Like, where'd you get that money from?
Mom, we all know you don't have money.
She's like, Mom gave it to me. So she wanted to buy this magazine for $3.99. But she only had $4. She brings up to the counter and she didn't have enough for it, so I had to pay for it.
Yeah, she didn't understand tax.
This is a 25-year-old girl.
No, the label said $3.99. I have $4. That's obviously it's enough.
So eventually I just gave up because I'm not. I imagine there's some guys who are assholes who just, like, plow right through that, you know?
How's that being an asshole? Well,
like I said...
Listen, she might be weird, but she's still a person. She gets lonely.
No, I'm not talking about hanging out with her. I'm talking about the sex thing.
All of that.
You're just going to go for it and not even care.
She still has needs.
But, dude, it's...
You don't think she wants to bang?
She was... You'd ask, like, you want to have sex? Like, okay.
I heard an okay in there.
You got to be like her father. Like, hey, take off your clothes.
Yeah. Her father fucked her, you're right.
All right, put this lube on.
She doesn't need lube, please.
She's such a weirdo, she's probably dry as a bone.
I'll get it going.
Yeah, then I saw her like a year, a couple years later. She must have found a boyfriend like that, because I saw her at a concert. And of course, she sees me and just kind of like stares at me and doesn't say anything. Because that'd be too weird for her.
She's like a girl you.
Worse, I'm not that bad.
Yeah.
And like I said... Like I said a million times, a girl can get away with that shit.
Girls can get away with a lot of
stuff. Nobody thinks a girl's an asshole, except for maybe other girls. But no guys can be like, what an asshole.
Do you believe that, bitch?
I just love that her father would tell her to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to. She would have stayed on the phone for hours, probably, in her towel, sitting there.
Well, yeah, because it was too, you know, too much for her to say. Like, listen, I'm in the middle of something. I gotta go.
Plus, the whole time we were together, like she said, like literally, like three words. Like there was no conversation. I'd have just, and I'm not the type of person that's just gonna yap all day. Like,
no, I know. I gotta twist your arm to talk.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
That's why we do a podcast.
If the person doesn't seem all that interested in what you're saying, it's like, all right, I'm just gonna say.
Yeah, like especially on a date. If you're hanging out with a girl. And
you need some
you're
feedback.
The one, it's like, I hate that. It's like, you're doing all the talking. You're trying to...
You're asking questions. And
yeah,
like,
you're trying to engage her, and it's like pulling teeth.
Engage on the first date? Mark, come on. I know you're hopeless romantic, but come on, helpless romantic.
Please help me, please.
Give me a hug, please.
Well, you're pulling out all the stops, you know?
Yeah, you're just asking for violence. Like, will you marry me? How about that? Will I give a talk?
I can't get shit out of you. Please, how are we going to bang later?
You're not, I guess.
Yeah,
she just shit herself. That's a sign. That's a sign the date's not going well.
I don't know. Maybe that's her test. All right, if I shit myself and he stays, then it's true love.
That would be great. You know what? I recommend that to ladies who listen, all two of you.
Wait, you'll see if he's like a nurturing guy to make a good father. He'd say, oh, man.
You know what? I work as a day nurse, so...
Come here, I'll help you.
I got some wipes in my trunk. Come on out.
I mean, I do have wipes in my car, so I could help with the cleanup.
Clean up. Those wipes work good.
Wipes are great.
You smell like wipes after, but...
How much... Is someone smelling your ass?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know what you got going on, and I want to know.
Well, if a werewolf comes by, they always smell people's asses. That's the first sign that's a werewolf.
I don't think werewolves...
That guy's smelling people's asses. I think he might be a werewolf.
No, I mean, you're right. Dogs do that, but I don't think werewolves
do that. A werewolf is a type of dog.
I don't know.
It's in the same family as dogs, right?
I don't think so.
Werecats.
I don't see that in the movies, like werewolves, you know, smelling each other's asses.
I'm glad that they picked a mean animal to change into a werewolf. Like, if they changed into, like, a were-snail, it wouldn't be as tough.
You've mentioned snail quite enough.
I mentioned slugs.
No, before you mentioned snail, because you forgot.
I like snails and snail jokes.
No more bugs or anything.
A snail is not a bug.
Whatever.
It's a crustacean, Mark.
Whatever. It's fucking...
Go take a fucking biology class, you asshole.
Why don't you go shut the fuck up?
Ugh. I'm in pain right now because I cut my hand mysteriously.
Is that code for on purpose?
No, I don't know how I did. You ever do that where you cut yourself and you don't figure it out until like later on when you're like, why is my hand sting?
I've been bleeding for hours.
It didn't bleed. Like it was in the real thick part of the skin, like in the between the thumb and the finger. You know?
Is that thick there?
It's a thicker skin apparently because it didn't go all the way through where it bleeds. Like you can see that if it would have went one more skin layer, it would have bled. Huh. And I was monkeying around in my attic looking for stuff yesterday. I must have cut it and I just didn't notice.
No, that does happen. You know, all of us, you just notice, where'd I get that scratch from?
It's like in the movies when people get shot and they don't even know it. It's like, yeah, I'm fine. And then they like pass out.
Yeah, you see that. Listen, I've never been shot, so I couldn't tell you how real that is. I mean, they do say you can go into shock, and so I suppose it is possible.
Well, they always look that really worried look when they look up and they have their hand out with the blood on it. Like, I think I'm shot. If I was talking to this slug, I'm like, hey, you shot? Maybe. I don't know. Could be shot. Maybe. Father have to tell her, you've been shot. Tell him you gotta go.
Do you think chick's ever done that when she's on her period? All confused with the blood?
If I was a girl, I'd have so much fun with that blood. I'd be smearing it all over the place.
Collected in a cup?
Does it drip out like that? I don't think it does.
I don't know. I don't want it.
I don't think it's like wringing out a sponge. Like,
chicks are so fucking gross.
Drink it. Ugh. If you love me, you'll drink this. Okay.
They got so much fucking goo and slime and blood coming out of
them.
Oh my god, they're disgusting.
Here's what I think. I think Mark would drink it if it was a hot enough girl and she asked him. And they
drink a cup of blood.
And you just start dating her? Like it's like the first or second day?
Listen, I draw a line somewhere. Maybe a month in I might do that. The fucking
well, no,
first
because
day?
Because if you already had her, you'd be like, fuck that. But if you didn't, you'd be like, oh.
No. No, sorry.
I think you would.
Well, listen, I wouldn't. I have some self-respect.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Didn't you used to buy gifts for girls who didn't even like you?
That was to entice them to like me.
And if those same girls back in your youth said, hey, drink this, you wouldn't have when you were 18?
Listen,
I think you would have.
Maybe, but 18-year-old
Mark... I'd say there's a 98% chance that Mark, young Mark would have.
All right, 18-year-old Mark is a lot different from 55-year-old Mark, okay?
That's a good thing.
Unfortunately, I'm an old piece of shit.
What, are you talking about your age now?
No.
Tell us how you feel, Mark.
Old.
And why is that?
Because I'm fucking old, that's why.
And what makes you feel this way?
Shut up.
I can be a psychiatrist. That's all they fucking do.
Yeah,
probably. I've never been to one. But on TV.
Yeah, from TV. So as far as I can tell, they fucking went to school for 6 years to do nothing.
And where was your father? At home, watching TV?
What was his favorite show?
Libic, how does that make you feel?
That he likes MacGyver? That's a pretty good show.
I like TV too. I mean, it sucks, you know, in my younger days when I didn't have a TV in my room, but...
Yeah, and you know...
Actually, I always had a TV in my room, now that I think of it.
But kids are fucking spoiled.
Oh, there's now?
TV's everywhere. TV on your phone, computer.
Listen, families don't spend enough time together.
Or too much.
You should always set aside at least a couple meals a week where you all sit down together and eat. No phones, no TV, just conversation.
Hey, Ned, shut the fuck up. No one's talking to you.
No, Ned, my character.
Yeah. But yeah, when I was a kid, we had fucking one TV. And, I mean, it was for a really long time. Then eventually, we had we finally got a second TV. But for a long time.
You know what I got for my fifth birthday? I was 5 years old.
Fifth birthday. Got it.
You know what I got for my fifth Christmas? A 13-inch black and white TV for my room.
All right. You know what I got? 13-inch black cock.
And I remember getting it. I was so excited. First of all, they don't even sell black and white TVs anymore unless it's a security monitor. But back then, they still sold them.
You can go to like a flea market and find one.
I'm saying new.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I remember we had this land where my grandparents owned this land, and they had a black and white TV.
Fucking fantasy land.
In their trailer. And the one time my grandmother and grandfather got an argument over what color this guy's jacket was. My grandfather was like, that jacket's red. How do you know what color the jacket is? It's black and white.
I can tell
it's red. It's red.
The thing is about black and white, you can tell.
If it's red?
Yeah.
You can't tell if something's red.
Yes, you can.
Well, I guess you'd be on my grandfather's
side. Yes, I would. Me and your grandfather know.
It's a red jacket. Like, how do you know? It's just dark.
You can tell the colors.
Really? I'm going to make something black and white, and you're going to pick out all the colors.
You test me all the time, and I always get it. So stop testing me.
What,
when are you going to learn?
I never did this test
you
before.
You tested me last week with chicken and turkey.
We didn't do that test yet.
Yeah, we did.
I got to go to the fucking store.
I passed every one.
You wouldn't. You passed one test 10 years ago when I gave you different types of water to drink.
But I passed it, right?
Did I do tap water, too?
Yep.
Yeah, I did?
Yes. There was three waters.
Tap water?
Yeah, and two brands. And I fucking got them all.
Poland Springs and then...
Mayer Brothers.
All right.
It was just some shitty local thing no one knows about.
I say it was a fluke. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
See if you get it.
Fine. Waste some money. Go buy some shit. See if I care.
Do you think you could tell the difference between filtered tap water and bottled water?
Yes.
How?
Because I'm fucking me. That's why. And how. And what, when, and where.
You know what? I don't think you could.
Fine. Then let's do it. Like I said, go waste money. Let's test.
I have bottled water and filtered water here.
How about this test? Blindfold me, and I'll fuck a blonde and a brunette, and I'll tell you which is which. And I'll throw in a redhead for good measure. Actually, two blondes. That way, it's like
natural blonde and
both.
All right,
I'll tell the difference.
Brunette, and then
I'm like, oh, that's a bleach blonde.
What about bald?
Get Sinead O'Connor in here. Does she have hair yet?
I don't.
That grow back? Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you shave your head, and you think. It looks cool.
You know what?
It'll grow back in, and well, shit, didn't.
A couple weeks ago, a couple cheerleaders in the NFL football game, their coach had cancer, and to raise money, they both shaved their heads at halftime.
Hey, how's that raising money? Am I going to pay her for shaving her head?
You go, we want some pledges, see? Like, that's what we should do to get money for the show, although we'd still get taxed because...
We're a charity.
Why can't we be a non-profit organization? Because right now, we're technically, we're non-profit.
Well, we're not an organization.
But we don't make any profits.
I think you have to have, like, special paperwork. You can't just claim...
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm saying we don't make any profits, so technically...
No, I know. You asked why.
But they go, okay, we're trying to pledge. If we can make $22,000 next week, I'll shave my head at halftime. I'll have the mascot shave my head.
Were they hoping? Do you think they were hoping that they wouldn't get enough money? So they didn't have to shave?
Probably. And then, of course, everyone's gonna say how beautiful she was. Like, she's still beautiful.
Oh my god, you're still a beautiful. No, a bald chick is fucking ugly.
It's weird. Bald. Most guys are bald.
No, dude, guys can pull it off. No, I mean, not some, every guy. Yeah, but some dudes look good.
But
bald.
Here's the thing: if you see someone with hair and they shave their head, they're gonna look weird.
Yeah, you need to get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
And in this case, I didn't even get used to her having hair. I just met her on the TV.
I mean, that is true.
Like, I just met you like 2 minutes ago, and all of a sudden, now you're bald.
I'd be weirded out by all that hair. I mean, like, yeah, you just meet someone, and she has, like, a full head of hair, and it's real, like, super long. It takes getting used to.
Ugh, imagine if you just start dating that girl, like, here's my hot girlfriend.
Oh, my God, that would suck.
She's like, yeah, I just shaved my head, like, all right.
How fast does her hair grow? Fucking idiot.
Hey, Tim, yeah, cancel the dinner date. Double date's off.
No. Merry early Christmas. Here's a wig.
No, because the whole point is she's, you know.
The whole point? Listen, the whole point was to fucking shave your head. You shaved your head. Now put on your wig. Your head's still shaved? What, you got to go around town with your fucking head all greased up?
Guess you can wear a Nick cap.
Yeah. The wig underneath.
Like, you know, ever notice the head? A lot of people, cancer patients, they have the worst hats. Like, they don't have nice hats.
Are you sure they don't have nice hats? Or do hats look weird on them because you don't have the hair underneath?
Yeah, maybe.
Because, you know, just hat and skull. It might look... It doesn't look like everyone else wearing a hat. Everyone else was wearing a hat. You got the hair in between.
Oh, speaking of hats, I have like 40, 50 hats. I gotta figure out a way
to... Yeah, you got a shitload.
I wanna get some hooks and hook them up.
Or some special case where you can organize them.
Or I can get a group of cancer kids and, like, have them hold them for me.
No, because we just said it'll look fucking weird because of their bald heads.
Oh, yeah.
At the very least, you know you're not going to get stray hairs in your hat. You don't want to have...
You know what I don't like?
Someone else puts on your hat and it's like, there's fucking weird hairs in
you there. Know people are trying on the hats at the store. That's why I always take it from the back.
Oh, that sucks. There's like... What if there's some fucking dirty motherfucker... Like, you got greasy hair in there, or head lice, AIDS.
Crabs.
Chlamydia, semen, blood.
Leprosy.
Anything could be in there. Yeah. Some dude's finger.
Common cold.
A condom.
Common cold.
A condom cold, yeah.
This condom's cold. Ooh.
It's freezing. Fucking a freezer.
All right.
Speaking of people fucking in freezers, hotshotwizkids.com.
Hey.
We do that there.
Hey, it's Christmas time. Why don't you go over there and, click through the Amazon link on our thing and go buy your family stuff for Christmas or Hanukkah.
Was that some kind of Italian thing?
I don't know what it is.
You're like, hey, Paisan, come here, go to Amazon.com.
Actually, Amazon.
Shut the fuck up. Amazon.
Just know it all, Ned.
Yeah, I know. Hotshotwizkids.com.
Listen, I do my characters, not like Mark and French Perry. We give it up from French Perry in like 2 months.
Dude. Yeah,
they're hankering for him.
You need to understand.
They're hankering for him.
You're not a craftsman like me. You use shit sparingly. You make the anticipation grow. You use it fucking all the time. There's no anticipation. You're like, oh, that again.
No, actually,
I'm right, you piece of shit. You shut up.
Hotshotwizkids.com.
Twitter, Facebook, shut up and watch the movie. We got that. Also, that's it. All right. See you.